I don't have friends. I got family.
Disrespecting my whole family.
You want to make this family whole again?
You don't turn your back on family.
Your code is about family.
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 I want to get back into that.
The Gash King. I've been thinking about that.
So what are your moves in Bryant Park?
How do you get
when
pussy
it comes
so
to
fan much?
When it comes to fucking family members? How do I do it? It's gonna be tough to combine both those things in one.
No,
podcast,
no, no, just
right.
First
no, dude. When you get laid, it's all relative.
You call your mom. Wait, so you
that's good.
So you go into Bryant Park. Works. Do you just see like women with their kids at a Ferris wheel or at the carousel and be like, I don't see a husband around? This
yeah,
is like
if they're
prime opportunity.
If they're family oriented, then I know they're gonna be a good match for me. No, I'll walk around Bryant Park, usually Times Square, and there's usually a good amount of options
it's
over
just
there.
So funny saying that like normally. You're like, yeah, I'll just walk around wherever and
yeah, it's like shopping.
TJ was getting won over to Todd V the other night.
I'm gonna be a Todd V fan soon. I need it.
Everybody needs it. A lot of people just don't want to admit it, but you definitely need it's like a it's like if you want to be good at sales and you just want to go out and sell, it's like it would help to have a baseline to work with.
Excuse
and you're just gonna
ma'am,
se- you're just
do
gonna
you
sell
like
more
penis? How about my penis?
Is it
yeah never
for
take
one brief installment of 5.5 inches you can be much happier.
And just like in sales, never take no for an answer.
What'd you
always
say,
always be persistent.
What, bitch?
But yeah,
you want to rethink that? Look at all the shooters.
A Todd V is the king of it. Even like little things like texting and things like that, you make so many mistakes that you don't realize that like when you watch these videos, you're like, fuck, I know. Like I was wondering why this girl didn't text me back or.
Yeah, but also some of that shit, like I am probably going to listen to it, but some of it's like, dude, maybe she's just fucking not into you. And it's not like because you said, hey, what's up? Instead of, hey, what are you doing?
Of course. But you always want to give yourself the best percentages of getting it. Like there's some girls that, yeah, no matter what you do, it's not going to work because they just don't like it.
I just know that at one point, TJ is just going to walk into the bar with like a black glittery jacket with like sequins all over it, and I'll be like, he watched the thing.
All right, step one,
we'll
go
exactly
to the gay
you'll
store
be wearing
you can
even,
find
an even dumber jacket than Chris.
Yeah, he'll just be
camouflaged
cheap
with writing all over it. Yeah. God,
peacocking. Andre the other day was like, hey, is it a would you recommend reading The Game? I was like, I don't know, man, I feel like that stuff's kind of a little outdated, but it's like that's all the stuff with like peacocking and shit like that, and like magic tricks and stuff like that. Which like you don't really need.
Yo, bitch, check out this
really
card trick. Dude, yo, bitch, pick a card.
A magic trick working and not just like. I mean, that's like what Neil Patrick Harris did in How I Met Your Mother like 15 years ago. That's not like a thing people are genuinely doing now, right?
I don't know. You'd be surprised at what triggers like girls' brain, like all this stuff is like just different triggers. Just different
girls
trigger
brains.
Their brains are so much smaller. They see bright light and they can't really think about what to do anymore.
It's like a cat, you just have a laser pointer.
That's how
I pick
you'd
up chicks and go to Bryant Park and
they
point a laser. And girls are like, holy shit.
No, they just have
no English, but mucho light.
They can't resist. No, they just have different like trigger points that we would never know
like
of unless
pussy
you like went out and did all these different experiments. So then all these people do all this crazy experiments so that you can tell like, okay, this is gonna work, this isn't gonna work, and then you have like
running trial and errors.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep it
you have a general idea, but
slap me in the face. What's your move? You go to Times Square, and what do you do,
dude? Todd V is like Joe Rogan for the fucking pussy getters.
Mm.
He's like he's like your god.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the king.
Yeah.
Well, he just knows so much.
What's his stance on the vaccine?
He knows way more than you should know. I think he's very like liberal. I think he was very scared. Or at least I know he was.
Oh,
like,
that's step one.
I know he was.
You want to get pussy?
Yeah, you got to be a pussy. Yeah. Cock. You gotta love Biden.
You give gotta up wear all your mask.
Give
step,
up.
Step one: put your mask on. Be safe.
Give up all your real beliefs and feelings for the women.
I've gone out with girls. I don't know if you've had this problem where they're like telling me their political agenda like up front. You kind of just have to be like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'm not gonna like I'm not gonna have a polarizing take. Like this one girl was like bashing Joe Rogan. She's like, I can't believe Joe Rogan does this, this, and this.
Chris
and I just had to
table over.
I just had to sit there and be like, yeah, I can't believe that either. It's crazy.
Shit,
but it's like,
baby, you so right.
Yeah, but I mean, another girl the other day asked me if I was a Trump supporter. I was like, what is there to support about Trump right now? Yeah. Like, he took a picture
with Kyle Rittenhouse. That was pretty sick.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
It's not a no from Chris right now. Look, he's not running right now. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, it's like, what is the relevance? allegiance to a past president. Did I like a past president? I don't really think about it that
I love
much,
all my
know?
Past presidents. Also, just all
if,
Patriots.
If Joe, if I'm a comedian and Joe Rogan comes up on a first date, I'd be like, if I, can we just not, like, I can't believe I didn't even have to bring this up. You brought this up?
Dude, it's bad. Girls will do that shit all the time. But if you can keep your mouth shut and not
Also, how are you
going to
look at
opinions?
Chris, a bald, short king, and be like, this guy's probably short not king. Into Joe Rogan?
Yeah, you're from Boston, you're bald, you like comedy, and all this other shit. You must hate Joe Rogan.
Have you ever ran into a problem where a girl that you hit on is like, you're doing the Todd V right now?
I've had a girl.
She starts doing it to you?
Yeah,
she starts
making you? Starts peacocking?
She'd be like, yeah, you'd be cute if you're a little taller.
That's so good. I've had a girl say, I just saw you do this to another girl.
Chris just goes stool to stool at the bar. Like, hey, how's it going?
I've also done it to girls that I've already done it to. And they're like, you've already done it.
Oh, my God, dude. That's worse. That's
not
worse.
Really, I'm just like, so.
Chris rules.
So, so yes or no?
Wait, you know? Like in the city?
In Astoria, especially. Because in Astoria is a, like, there's two main streets in Astoria that I'll. That I walk down to get to the train. So if I see a cute girl, I'll say hi to her. And yeah, it's happened a few times.
Did
there.
You remember?
Or either me or my roommate, because my roommate is into
also
it too.
A creep.
Did you remember? Or were you like?
I think as I was doing it, I might have remembered it. One time I did it to a.
Like, I should call my mom.
One time I did it to a girl. I had a date set up with her. We're texting. Setting up the date. The date is.
I already know where it's going.
The date is for Friday. On Thursday, I see a girl on the street. I go up to her, approach her, start talking to her. I'm like, oh fuck, this is the girl I have a date set up with tomorrow. she realizes it like halfway through. I realize it halfway through, and then I'm just like, okay, I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Did you see her tomorrow?
Yeah. So
how'd it go?
It was fine. It wasn't another date. We just had coffee, and then that was it.
Do you get it just straight? Do you get exhausted from just you have like date like first dates all the time?
Yeah,
does that not get exhausting?
Do you pay every time? Does Todd V pay?
Yeah, he'll pay for sure.
If Chris isn't into it, he taps his wallet. He's like, I think I left my wallet in the bathroom, and then he just leaves.
No, he hits on the barista.
Yeah, I'll pay. But usually I'll do like a coffee or like a beer or something. I'm not gonna take a girl out to like dinner on a first date, so it's pretty low risk. If you do a coffee or something,
that would be just going to a coffee date and just being like, all right, so you're getting this, right?
Yeah.
Can you get mine? Do you have $4?
I have another date in an hour. You mind if you pay for this?
I have a very busy schedule.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun. But yeah, you got to just kind of go on. You know how it is. You got to keep going. And then like there's times where you'll feel like a great connection. But then the girl is like, yeah, whatever. But I mean,
whatever happened with baby girl. Shooting.
Which one is that?
The one you
the
were
girl
in love
that
with?
You were in love with.
I forget which one that is.
The girl that you were in love with who was young.
Oh, she just stopped responding to me. She was at school.
She's going to camp. Yeah, she's going to camp. They don't let them have cell phones there.
Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of fizzled out. I feel like with girls like that, especially from different countries, they have so many options. Andre Kim has a great bit about it. Where he's like, these girls come here. They're so humble. They're so like, oh, this is great. I want to do all this stuff. Then they get all this crazy amounts of attention and their head just blows up. And then they're like, oh, I can do whatever I want. I think a lot of them want sugar daddies too.
You know what doesn't hold water about that for me? I guess this girl's 20, so she's mostly a child. But like for the most part, if a girl's coming, she was also hot in Spain or whatever. You know what I mean? It's not like
yeah, but there's also,
the
I feel
time.
Like there's more like
the
hot
exoticism
girls
factor
in Spain.
Yeah, like, there's a lot. They're pretty normal there. Like if we go, they always told me if, like if I was to go to like Colombia or something like that, we would clean up.
Really?
Yeah, because like they're like, oh, we really like gringos over
Chris
there.
Chris has been to Honduras twice in the last 2 months. It's like, I heard that.
But yeah, it's like them here. I mean, just everybody's fucking obsessed with them, I guess. I don't know. You know, I can't be the only one.
So before you were Todd V, you had a long-term girlfriend in Boston, right?
Yeah, I had a girlfriend from like when I graduated college till like 30, maybe.
Gotcha. Wow.
So like 22 to 30.
Did you ever cheat on her?
Wow, that's a tough question on a podcast. No, we
I was going to ask get married, but then I thought.
We like broke up a couple times during it.
Because
you know,
of the cheating.
And they got back together. But yeah, no, it was good. It was a good relationship. But then it ended. And that's kind of when I got into Tavi because I was like, I don't know how to fucking talk to chicks and shit. Because you think you do because you went to college. And I'm like, yeah, in college I did fine. But then you get out into the real world and you're like, yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing with women.
What were you doing in Boston?
That's a great question.
No, like professionally.
I did recruiting. I did tech recruiting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. Recruiting is like the worst.
No, I've done sales jobs that were way worse.
You think
than
recruiting?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard recruiting I work okay. sales and people tell me that recruiting is way worse.
Yeah.
You got to like follow up. You're like talking to a kid who just graduated college. And you're like, hey, man, I know you're fucking having fun, but can you like get this application in or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Like nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, it sucks. But I mean, it's like it's more normal than sales. I did like tech sales one time and I had no idea what the fuck I was selling. So
yeah,
I was just calling
your fucking
people.
Computer. What
yeah.
the fuck?
At least with recruiting, it's like, yeah, this let this guy do all the work. I'll just set up the fucking meeting and then you guys
yeah.
figure it out from there. So
did you ever fuck a potential
client? Yeah. No, but then I drove Uber for a while. That's where
oh my god! Is that where you worked your Todd V? That was in minor leagues of Todd
no,
V.
No, I didn't do much.
Chris's,
with that.
Chris's move was you said you want to get home tonight, right?
That I actually had a joke about that. That was mentioned on the Bill Burr podcast. Chris D'Elia talked about
Wait,
it.
What?
Yeah, I was like famous for like a day.
Your joke?
My joke. So I did a joke about driving for Uber.
Is this on Twitter?
I tweeted it. It got like one like back in the day.
How did
but
you?
Then,
go ahead, guys.
Yeah, I'll probably explain it, right?
Yeah.
So I do this joke. It was like a drive for Uber and constantly picking up drunk girls, and they're always saying annoying things like "Let me out of the trunk and help." So I do that joke at a show. There's four people in the audience. This girl is running it. It's at like an improv place in Boston. So four people in the audience. They laugh. It's fine. It's no big deal. The lady who runs the show gets up after my set and says, "We're shutting down this show. It's misogynistic. It's all this shit. You guys will all get your money back. The show costs $5." So the crowd's like, "All right, I guess."
That was most of the show that we already.
Yeah. Started. Shuts down the show, then goes on Twitter and it's like, "I shut down a show of misogynist comics, like misogynist, racist, sexist comics."
What
tonight.
Were your other jokes? Like
just
normal,
along those
like
lines.
What we know?
Yeah, yeah. Same shit.
You know what they were.
Yeah, it wasn't anything crazy. And so she tweets that and it goes viral. And I don't know how it went viral, but because it was like this long thread of like, "I shut it down. I've never felt more alive," she said. She was just so proud of herself for doing it. So that went viral and people were like, "Yeah, you go, girl." But then it got tweeted so much that like Tim Dillon, I think, might have picked it up. He tweeted about it. And then Burr talked about it on his podcast. Chris D'Elia talked about it on his podcast about this girl who was so proud for shutting down a comedy
I think
show.
I remember D'Elia talking about this now.
Yeah, so they were bashing it. And then D'Elia told, and then she butchered my joke. So she cited my joke. She's like, one comic was saying that women have to sit in the trunk of his car because they're not good drivers or something like that. I'm like, are you totally
funnier?
Didn't even listen to
it. Yeah, like, so then Chris D'Elia reads the joke on his thing. He's like, "Well, the joke sucks, but still, like the principle is." And I'm like, "No, that's not the joke.
Hey, she messed up the structure."
Hey, Chris, big fan. Just want to let you know that's not the joke.
Yeah. But, and then people were like, "Oh, you should tweet at these people and like let them know it was your joke and shit." But I never did. I was kind of like, I didn't really want to be tied to it.
I don't want to throw.
No, they didn't say my name. They didn't say my name, but they did. My joke was a big part of it, so people knew that.
Do you know this girl? Like, who it is?
I don't know her. I never met her before, and she's not in the comedy scene. She's in like the improv scene. So it was at like an improv place, and then.
That's
I don't
so
know.
Funny.
It was her. It was her place.
I wonder
guess.
If anyone saw like that rendition of the joke and was like, "That's probably." I don't think that's what he said.
Definitely.
Just like that doesn't sound.
Bill
quite
Burr
right
probably.
Right.
What did Bill say about it?
He was just talking shit about her and how like she was so proud of shutting down the show and I don't know. He had a pretty good take on it, but everybody was just basically on the side of the comics and how she was like an idiot for
that's great.
For shutting it down. But yeah, it was cool for like a day, but I don't think I got anything out of it.
Well, you don't want to like say it. When something is like happening like that, as cool as it is to see like your icons or whatever, like people who you like respect in comedy, like supporting it, you also don't want to be like, "Hey, that was me," and then like 900,000 like improv.
Fuck
you.
Right, because there was as much support for it as there was.
And then Bill Burr never sees your thing. You
he
know?
Probably wouldn't.
Yeah. Right.
He better. Yeah.
Jeselnik talked about it on his. Jeselnik's
really?
My.
Is Jeselnik your guy?
Yeah, Jeselnik's my guy.
That checks out.
So he talked about it and. Yeah, it was.
I want to like look that up now.
I know. I wonder. I don't even know what happened.
What year was it?
It was before the pandemic, so maybe 2019.
I feel like I do remember D'Elia talking about it, like just being like, "You think you're cool because you shut this down." Basically,
yeah.
He's like, "It's retarded."
One of many reasons Chris admires D'Elia.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love D'Elia.
The other reason,
everything he stands for.
Age.
He He's had some hilarious clips lately. He's back doing podcasts.
Dude, he's hilarious.
He's so fucking
His podcasting,
funny.
We were talking about this yesterday or the other day. Like, his stand-up is fine. Like, I hate to be like, his stand-up stinks. He's so much better than I am. Right. But, like, I don't love his stand-up as much as I love his podcast. His podcast is so good, man.
He's so fucking funny. And on, like, TikTok and stuff, he does hilarious videos all the time. He's just
it's also pound for pound funny. A 40-year-old man on TikTok. It's funny that the guy who's like was in trouble for hitting on 16-year-old girls is the 40-year-old guy on TikTok.
I found out about him through Vine. You remember Vine? He was so funny on Vine. Yeah. Dude.
You got to know like Jake Paul that way too, right?
I mean, that's how they got famous. I didn't really know them. Yeah, I knew like the Chris D'Elia.
I wasn't on Vine at all.
Crazy how they just shut down Vine one day and then TikTok comes out. It's basically the
same shit.
Same fucking thing.
It's better though. Like
you figure Vine could have made some improvements if
Vine already had like the user base to do some stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I don't know
how tech works. Cool. But yeah.
So
Boston baby.
Why do you get so much gash? Was your dad a player?
Oh. Nice. I like how you wrap that in. No, my mom and dad have been together for fucking 40 some odd years.
You think your dad's a pussy?
No, I think it's great.
Did they like your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they love her. I think that was the plan. Was for me to.
Are you an only child?
Marry her. No, I have three. I have. You think I'm an only child? No,
I have only child vibes.
No, he's hanging out with his nieces all the time.
Yeah.
I have older business partners.
Older sister, older brother, younger sister.
Wait, does one of them live in New York?
No,
I feel like you're hanging out with them all the time.
You go. Well, you're the youngest.
Sister's in Boston. Okay.
You're the youngest.
No, I have a younger sister.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's come to visit a couple of times.
Word. Let me know next time.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Is she hot?
She looks like me with hair. So
you shouldn't have put it that
way. You tell me.
DJ, what? I feel like we give that a shot.
Yeah. I'd be down.
I mean, yeah.
Does she know Todd V, or do I have to pull out some?
No, she.
Because by that time I'll be a student.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is with Todd V, it's not really it's kind of gimmicky, but it's also more of like a frame to stay within. So
practical.
It's like, yeah, people won't know you're doing it. It's just like if I were to like tease you or something, it's like, oh, what are you trying to do here? It's like, oh, I'm just fucking
trying to fuck.
I'm fucking around with you. Yeah, it's just like flirting. So it's like stuff you do normally, but this is just more.
It'd be funny if I have sex with your sister and it's because of you.
the irony there.
I'd be like, fuck, dude.
Have you ever fucked a friend's sister? Like, what's the craziest like sex story you have?
Oh man, I've never had sex before, but
I hear great things.
This whole thing is a
He just picks up women and is like, thanks for the coffee, Dave. This is great.
He just gives them $20. Like, please pretend. You just have to walk me to the end of the block.
I don't have it.
Pretend you don't know English.
Chris just goes to the library.
I don't know if I fucked a friend of a sister's friend.
Any moms?
Fuck, man.
It's no longer impressive if Chris fucks a mom, because that's just like his high school friends now. They just like catching up.
Yeah, because now everybody, now a lot of people
Any
are moms.
Any married women?
Oh, one lady was engaged, and we went out on
a... You didn't care?
Why would I care? It's not my business.
It's a little bit like, damn, dude.
Well, she was going to do it anyway. Like, she was going to fuck somebody.
That's a good point.
You know? Obviously, it wasn't going that well, so we go out on a date, and she's like, I have to tell you something. I thought she was going to say she was like a dude or something like that. I thought it was going to be something wild. And she shows me a ring, and I was like, oh, cool. I was
like, nice ring.
Oh, cool. What do you want for dinner?
I was like, how's that going? She's like, not well, obviously.
She's going on a date. That's what's weird. You didn't like meet her at a bar? She like, you like met and then met her a second time?
Yeah, met her on the street and then met her at a bar.
She got paid. Wait, you just hollered at her on the street?
Damn. It's so funny to think that she threw away her marriage for Chris. And then Chris is like, all right, I mean, I got to go do more now. Like, you were just a number, bitch.
So we hang out. We hang out once. It's fine. I don't think we hooked up or anything like that. And then one night she calls me at like midnight and is like, hey, can I come over? And I was like, sure. And she came over and she's like, we got in a big fight. Like, I think he might be like looking for me. I'm like, why the fuck did you come here?
Oh, that's a shame. Like, you might go to the bodega and get me some milk real quick.
So she came over, stayed over. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And then, the next day she leaves and I was like, am I safe? She's like, she's like, I think so. She's like, I'm not positive, but I think he should be good. And she's like, but he is crazy. So like,
he have a gun and he knows where you live. But so I think you're fine.
And she said
also, I'll be honest. When we get a fight, I tell him everything.
Also, I told him we went on a date.
I called you my new boyfriend. Is that cool?
So the next day, I'm telling my roommate this story, and he's like, dude, you're a fucking idiot. He's like, if somebody shows up here and like I get hurt because the guy thinks I'm the one that did it, I was like, yeah, I think we should be good.
He's like, you're right. I should tell him.
The next day, we get a ring at our door, and both of us look at each other. I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, I'm not going to get that. He's like, I'm not going either. The ringer keeps ringing and is there for like 2 minutes, just buzzing, buzzing, buzzing. So we're like, Amazon doesn't do this. You know, usually Amazon rings at once and leaves if they ring it at all. So we're like, dude, we're so fucked. So we just hide in the house and we don't answer the door for like 5 minutes. The guy's still ringing the doorbell. And then finally,
Todd V video that covers this.
So finally, I'm like, I got to do it. I'm like, I can't let this guy break in and fucking accidentally like kill the wrong guy. I'm like, I got to take the hit. So I go to the door. I'm so terrified. It's a fucking Amazon guy.
Okay.
I'm like, why are you ringing?
He's
it
like,
so
tricky
much?
Bitch. Velcro costume.
He works for Amazon.
Okay. Yeah, and then he killed, and then he fucking assassin. Stabbed and then he stabbed me.
Hey, here's your package also.
Good. But yeah, I thought I was gonna get killed for sure. But I think so. I mean, I guess the moral of the story is don't mess around with engaged people, or do and just be ready to.
TJ had an experience
ready to
like
die.
That.
Ready to give your life for it.
TJ was getting followed around by a lady with a boyfriend.
Yeah,
really.
You remember that?
Yeah, you were there
by the lady. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but that lady. I mean, maybe she would kill you.
The best was TJ being like, "You have a boyfriend," and she was like, "Why do you keep bringing that up?"
Yeah, stop.
Why are you being
that?
Tomato?
Weird.
Tomato. Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, so. I mean, that wouldn't really faze me that much. I don't know.
So your parents met
mm-hmm.
40 years ago plus.
How old are your parents?
Crazy. 66, 67 maybe.
Wow. Where'd they meet?
Are they from Boston?
They're from, my dad is from Beverly, Massachusetts. My mom is from Connecticut. They met at work.
Are they racist?
That's a tough question.
Are they like just racist for their generation or like more racist than that?
No, I don't think they're racist at all.
How racist are your parents?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do they support Kyle?
On a scale of 5 to 10, how racist are they?
No, they're very... very open-minded.
Very racist. Very racist.
When Kyle Rittenhouse got acquitted, Chris just got a text. I was like, ah, boy.
He's free. What do you want for Christmas this year?
She's Tim Dillon.
Said Kyle Rittenhouse merch.
Okay. He says, I hope your Thanksgiving isn't... I hope it isn't a Rittenhouse. I hope it's a Rittenhouse.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
That's funny.
So funny.
Yeah.
Met at work. What, do you know the story about how they met or anything? Do you guys talk about that? Or are you like all
no.
Catholic people?
Yeah, we don't talk about... We don't talk about love.
You talk
that
to your
much.
Parents now?
Yeah.
A lot.
Occasionally. My dad doesn't really say a whole lot, but yeah. And my dad's not good on the phone either. He just got a cell phone like a year ago. He didn't have a cell phone before that.
He had a pager before then?
Yeah, he just didn't.
Who makes these? The Chinese? I don't want to use it. Give me an American phone.
Exactly. That's exactly how he talks.
He's from the South.
What's all this about a cell phone?
But yeah, so my dad doesn't say a whole lot, but yeah, we're cool. And then my mom
it seems to be a theme
is like
in New England.
Is like
New
a mom.
Englanders like don't like emote all the time, right?
What? Don't have emotions?
Just don't like express
unless
themselves
it's about
all
Duncan.
The time.
No, I don't think we do. Yeah.
They love Noma. I know that. They love Noma.
Para. Yeah.
Daniel Bad throws wicked hat.
I thought that was just like a normal thing growing up. But yeah, then Nomar? You see people now and they're like friends with their parents and stuff and they're like tight with their parents. I'm like, yeah, that's weird.
You guys don't like catch up about like, oh, here's what's going on in my life all the time?
A little bit. Maybe
Dad,
talk
I got
on
three
the phone
pussies
like
this week.
Once a week, talk on the phone with my mom.
That's a lot.
Briefly.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much the same.
Call her on Sunday?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll forget. Sometimes
are they church
she'll
going
call
people?
Me. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Catholic?
We went to church every Sunday growing up.
They
yeah.
still do.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That's wild.
It's insane.
I mean, my parents do too. It. I don't know why I'm shocked by that.
Yeah, you don't really meet too many people.
A lot
that
of people's parents do. It's just like. People in
their
20s
kids lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom came to visit one time with my sisters, and I have a church right across the street. She's like, oh, is this your church? I was like, I guess technically.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
It's the closest church
it's
to
the closest
me.
Church.
Yeah, that's mine. All right. That's the one
she's like, well, that's an Episcopal church, idiot. Got you.
That's the one I throw rocks at every fucking Sunday. So, yeah, I guess that's mine.
Did you go to Catholic school?
Mm-mm. Public school. The Catholic high school in my town is St. John's, and it's a really good... like sports school, so it's like if you
yeah.
want to play sports early on, you go to the public school.
Is it St. John's Vianney?
Huh?
What's is it just called St. John's?
Just called St. John's. There's another St. John's in another part of Massachusetts that's a powerhouse too.
Was your church featured in the movie Spotlight?
No, we're far enough outside Boston. Yeah.
Were you,
I was the main character.
Were you one of the kids in the movie's
I was the priest.
I was stay away from that house.
I was an
stay
old,
away from that Kimback house.
Who says that? Louis has a bit where he's like, I was a pedophile when I was young. I was an old soul.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So grew up.
Did you get girls growing up?
I did okay. But it was all
you lose
like
your virginity?
It was all like luck.
You lose your virginity when you lose your hair.
Same time, same exact day. It just started
the
falling
surge
out
of testosterone.
God punished you right away.
One hair would fall out every time I had sex.
You're almost done.
Yeah. I know. Lost my virginity. I was 16. I was in my my grandmother or my great aunt passed away, and she gave me her car in the will. So I had this sick like Buick, this like really old fashioned car, or not really old fashioned, but it was just like a car grandmother would drive. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty nice. And I met this girl who wasn't even from my school. She was from a different school. I met her through like soccer or something. Our families were friends.
Chris making this up.
Yeah, she went to a different school. You wouldn't know her. Our families were friends, and she was like smoking hot, and she had just like broken up with her boyfriend. So she was like pretty, like, I don't think I'd had a girlfriend up until that, not like a real girlfriend. And so she was all like experienced and stuff, and she was like down to do whatever. I think it was my first like everything, like first blowjob, first sex, everything was with her.
She was like she was your tutor.
Yeah, she was my tutor. And then for some reason, like, she was so hot, and for some reason I remember being like not that interested in her afterwards.
And then that's when it started.
And then I was like, what the fuck? And then I remember like a month later, like, reaching out to her, be like, fuck, like, I want to do that again. And she was like, no.
All that stuff, that was fun.
Yeah, yeah, like, let's do that again. And then I was like, fuck, dude. So, but then I had a girlfriend in high school right around that time. I got a girlfriend and she was hot. But yeah, it was all like luck. And I played sports and shit. So it was basically the only way I would get chicks was just by being good at sports.
Are your siblings married?
Yes, my older sister's married. She's got three kids. She married a kid that she went to prom with in high school.
Wow. A lot of that in your family, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, we're very old fashioned that way.
Wait, your parents went to high school?
No. Sorry. I just mean they've been together forever.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah, once we fucking link up.
Yeah, you're the black sheep.
We link up strong.
Yeah, are the rest married?
I was almost there. My brother's married too. He's in Florida.
And the younger sister's not?
The younger sister's not married, no. She's got a dog, though.
She got a boyfriend?
No, she's looking, I think. She just had a boyfriend for like a little while, and then they just broke up.
We'll talk later.
Yeah, I got your info.
Siblings seem pretty close.
Can I see her online? Yeah, can I see her?
Yeah, dude, she's fine. She's available.
Go on Tinder. What are you doing? We're doing a podcast here. You're trying to find the love of your life.
I just want to see what she looks like. Let her on air know if I'm interested. She looks.
want to FaceTime her in?
No. I'd be like, wait. Andre was telling me some stuff that you got to tell. Instead of being like,
oh, my phone's in black and white.
You
got to
be like, you got to say, what was he saying? You got to ask questions. You'd be like, yeah, so my manager was telling me or something like that.
Oh, yeah. You want to drop in like subtle hints that you're a high value guy.
Yeah.
But not in like a bragging way. Not be like, hey, so I have all this money, but kind of be like, oh, so
my manager,
my employee, like, the guy that works for me is doing, like, keeps getting on my nerves or something. So then they know, like, oh, this guy.
Oh,
runs
you have a
good looking
company. Family, dude.
We all look the exact same.
You all have the same face.
I think so. Yeah.
She looks like
Chris.
No, I mean like a little, not really.
Do you think you can make that work, TJ? If it's just like say very good looking lady, but looks exactly like Chris, is that gonna weird you out too much?
I don't think she looks exactly like Chris.
By the way, just respectfully dating. We're not talking about any sorted
banging.
Stuff here. We're not
yeah.
talking about banging your sister.
No, I used to be totally against it. My friends are like into her, but now it's like if my friend wanted to date her and they were cool, then it's like, oh, then I just get to hang out with my friends more often. Yeah, they get.
I have
to
a friend who is
shit.
Like, so you'd be fine with me dating her because I'm gonna DM her after this.
I think I'd be fine with it. Yeah, if she was into it, I wouldn't like force
her.
I wouldn't like whore her out.
Do your parents support you doing stand up, or are they like, Chris, you're 34,
no.
get a girlfriend?
They're way past that. 34. They're way past that because I think they did in the beginning. They were like, yeah, you got to get a job. My dad is big into 401ks. That's what every time I see him, he wants to talk about my 401k.
Christopher.
I'm like, I cashed it out. It's nothing now.
Oh, you got nothing in it?
I got nothing in it now. Well, I bought a few properties with my friends back in Boston.
How'd
so I still have those.
All right. You rent those
them.
Out?
Yeah, I rented them
oh,
out.
Oh, so you get some money
you
from that.
You got some passive
yeah,
income.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice, dude. You're
yeah.
tight.
Well, I worked for like, from like 22 to 30, I was working office jobs. So
then you can make some money. But then after that, I didn't. I was pretty broke after that because I would just do like Uber and shit after that and like odd jobs when I started doing comedy. But yeah, I think they don't really give a shit. I think they did in the beginning. They're always like worried about like money and like being financially set and shit. But what's now they know. Now they know not to like even ask about it. My dad does insurance. He does like disability insurance
just like
or
a
some shit.
Lame job.
Yeah, it's lame. He tried to get me into it when I graduated college, and I lasted like a week in his office, and I was like, no fucking chance. And he's done it for fucking 40 years.
That is like
50 years.
The thing, like older people are just like, this is what we do. And yeah, they just job. Hate their life it's for crazy. The fucking.
Well, they just like the stuff outside of their job, probably.
Not even, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, they hate their wives. He doesn't have hobby. He doesn't really have many hobbies.
No person over 40 likes their wife.
that's a hot like take. Yeah, I think they get along pretty well.
They
pretty
get
cool.
along. That was a tepid endorsement.
No. Your dad loves your mom. He doesn't like her.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
He's had enough of her.
Well, they're just so bonded together now at this point. It's like they can't. They're
Chatty
so reliant
Kathy.
On each other.
What's her name?
Martha.
Chatty Martha, dude. He's had enough of fucking Martha.
Martha? Dude, it is pretty. What's your dad's name?
Mark.
Mark and Martha?
Yeah.
It's too close. Did your mom still work in insurance?
No, my mom was a teacher, second grade teacher.
This is very.
Is that how you pick up
this
women?
This feels like very down the middle New England shit.
Very.
Yeah, like literally. You said yesterday my family's boring. Didn't think it would be. I thought
you could have like scripted
father
something.
Father works in insurance. My mother's a third grade teacher. Goes to church every Sunday.
Yeah, you could have like drawn it up without me being. I don't need to be here. You could just, you just pick up boring notes. Family.
What about like cousins? What's the coolest thing about your family?
Oh fuck, man! I don't know.
My dad does insurance.
My dad got third baseline tickets at Fenway once. Yeah. That's pretty cool. It's pretty fire up there.
I have no. I don't know if we're like. I know. My grandma said one of her cousins is Joe DiMaggio.
It's such a funny thing to be like, I don't fucking think I have anything. Oh, my grandma thinks she's cousins with Joe DiMaggio.
My masa Manny Ramirez in Star Market.
Hey, you know Will Chamberlain? I think I'm kind of related to him.
You know Will Chamberlain? I went to his restaurant once.
He fucked like, what, 10,000?
That is. Oh, he's got to be your sports idol for sure.
He's
got to
be your sex idol.
I mean, no, he's too tall. I could never.
Oh, you're more of a Muggsy Bogues guy.
Yeah, I was like a big Steve Nash guy.
Gotcha.
You know?
You played soccer growing up?
Yeah, I played soccer and basketball.
You played basketball?
Yeah.
Point guard?
I played in college. No, center.
You played in college?
Yeah.
You didn't play center in college.
At Duke. I didn't play center. I didn't play center ever, obviously.
But you played basketball?
Yeah, I played basketball in college.
Where?
And soccer. Westfield State.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah.
Noted Westfield.
My uncle is in the Hall of Fame at Westfield State, and his name is Chris Kinback, so it looks like I'm in the Hall of Fame at Westfield State.
Look like
on
that
a technicality.
The four people who look at the Westfield.
Wait a second. You're Chris Kinback from the Westfield State Hall of Fame? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Center for the basketball team.
I was down there with my family on our annual trip to that one
to
hallway
Westfield.
Of that college.
We were camping
Westfield's
out for tickets for weeks.
Westfield's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Is it in Western Massachusetts?
It is. Near Springfield.
It's a big deal near Springfield, Massachusetts.
Which is where the fucking
Basketball Hall of Fame is. So it's like I'm adjacent to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
That's pretty
almost.
Funny. Yeah, you're in like the
in a way.
Yeah. I'm in a Basketball Hall of Fame near Springfield, Massachusetts.
My name is.
Is it a whole building?
What?
The Hall of Fame, or is it just like a page on the website?
The building?
The Hall of Fame.
Oh, it's just like a thing.
Yeah, it's just like a little thing in the sports, wherever the fucking basketball court is. There's like you get like a plaque.
That's pretty tight, though.
Yeah. So, but I'm not on it, but it is cool.
You still ball?
Occasionally, I will. My roommate likes to. We go down and play with like the Greeks out in Astoria.
Nice.
Too many.
Yeah, there's a lot of them there.
Ripping cigs and
owning diners.
Yeah, and you never know how old they are. Like some of them are like in high school, and others are like 45.
Are
you can't really tell.
That's what he says.
Are there a
women.
Lot of white with shoulder hair poking out from the bag?
Yeah,
the hell with you? Yeah,
yeah, a lot of that. But no, I played in a bunch of like men's leagues and stuff in Boston, but I haven't done any here.
Now you have. Now you're doing like a fun thing. You don't have to.
Yeah,
have
exactly.
A rec league activity.
Right. Right. Yeah, that was kind of an escape from the fucking office life.
Wait, so
that was one thing I'd look forward to.
That's true. Wait, so what was like a rule you had growing up? Were your parents strict? Were they not strict?
Super strict.
Oh,
really?
Interesting. Let's get into
Did
it.
You drink
Super
in high
strict.
School?
I did, but I wasn't allowed. I got grounded like 5 times. And when I would get grounded, it would be for like 3 months at a time. So it was like,
you know what's weird? Like, this is just kind of hit me that like you're 34. You had a way different up. Like, you probably remember when like the iPhone came out. You probably remember 9/11.
I remember when the iPhone. When do you think the iPhone came out?
I guess I remember it, but like it came out in like 2008.
Yeah, when we were in middle school.
Right, but I don't like remember it.
You don't
like,
remember to time me, before
it was
then.
Just like it was just like was oh, but I'm there. Not gonna get one, so I didn't care.
I had a Razor before then.
I had like a Razor and the ones that you flip up and like.
Chris had one of those big ones like you see in 80s movies. That
I had some wild. Like,
what
cell
did you
phones.
Grow up and watching on TV?
I used to have to borrow my mom's cell phone all the time to like go out. I'd have to like steal her cell phone to try to text chicks. Watch on TV.
Why is Martha Kinbeck texting me?
Saved by the Bell. It was a big one. All
and
the TGIF,
Mr. Feeny, whatever that show is.
Boy Meets World. A lot of like Rugrats, Doug, all that stuff. I don't know.
That's wild. Do you remember 9/11?
Of course. I was like a freshman in high school, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Do you remember 9/11?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
Really?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny in comedy. I just assume everybody's the same age, but it's like different.
We also assume the same thing.
Yeah.
Then we're like, Chris is how old? He shouldn't be doing this. Then we see him barking.
He's got to get a move on in his life, dude. No, but the comedy peak keeps it all
in perspective.
Yeah.
Like, I remember. Okay,
that's going to be me someday.
I still got time, baby.
9/11, all I remember is just like going home from school. And playing in the street. I don't remember like
being like, this is awesome. Happened. We got a day off.
I remember cheering in the streets of New Jersey. It's like, I just saw these Egyptian guys out in the street cheering. And I just joined them.
Was there really people cheering?
No.
Yeah, that would be.
I was cheering for the
troops. Well,
because
you think about it, why would someone.
For the troops.
Even if like, even assume that like there were Arabs who were like happy about that, which I don't think is really was like a big thing. Why would they know that day that that's what was going on? They wouldn't be like, this is an attack on America.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're all
they
part
just
of
see
it.
Anything, they just see anything bad happening and they're excited about it. But you know, not one Jew.
White women were cheering.
Yeah.
Down
yeah,
with the patriarchy.
Boo America. Yeah. That's what you get, capitalism.
TJ's future wife.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Man, TJ, just one day, just like wearing a button-down shirt and khakis and being like, I don't remember saying anything of that nature. Now that I've been with Elizabeth for a few months, I can see
Talked
that things
in.
Are different. What's up, dude? You and Porter, dude.
If a girl ever changes me, I'll kill myself.
Well, I feel like you're gonna change so fast for a girl. If you don't get on this Todd V stuff fast.
Dude, no, I wouldn't. He was just saying that, and you know from experience, I would not. You make a post about somebody becoming vice president, you cry, I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. You can't have. Well, you can only pretend for so long. It's like you can pretend on a date, maybe two dates, but then after a while, you're like, okay,
Chris
this,
did
this
eight
bitch,
years.
This bitch is a nightmare.
Yeah.
No, me and her, we're pretty lined up on most things. And now, I mean,
which is what? Where do you lean politically?
Politically, I don't really give a shit. You
know,
I'm kind
joking.
Of.
She's just also a Todd V girl.
Yeah.
Wait. So, why'd you guys break up?
I don't know. We just kind of. I mean, fucking, we were together for 8 years. I think that's about as long as it can go.
You still talk to her?
Can go. Yeah, I saw her the other, when I went to the Patriots game the other day, I saw her there.
Is it like weird or is it like, hey, what's up?
No, I think it's like, we're pretty cool.
You guys are friends.
She was kind of being like passive aggressive. She's like, I hear you're into Latino women or something
what?
Like that.
Word gets around quick.
I don't know how she heard that. And then she's like, how's your podcast going? I was like, fine, I guess.
Not good.
I was like, clearly you're listening.
Oh, she must listen.
I was like, clearly you listen to it and don't like it or whatever.
Have you seen the clips?
Yeah, I didn't really have you in mind when I started doing a dating podcast.
That
you know?
Is pretty funny. That is pretty funny for your ex, longtime ex, to be doing a dating podcast.
But yeah, it's like, don't listen if you don't want to. But she said it in like a joking way, but I could tell she wasn't really that.
Well,
she said
like,
it like she didn't care, but I could tell that she did care.
If you worked at like, if you were a car salesman, she'd be like, how's selling cars going? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Wait, so parents were strict. What was like the most like...
You
ever
see
like wig out like about one of you or one of your siblings doing something where you're like, oh, there's like a situation.
Yeah, I think I would get caught the most. My older siblings were good. They didn't really party that hard. And then I would just because I was like, cool, you know, I had friends and shit. I had like cool friends, cool kids in high school are fucking smoking weed and drinking.
That's true.
You know, unless you're a nerd. So I would get caught doing that all the time, and then I would just get grounded. And yeah, I'm trying to think of like the wildest time. I think one time I was so fucked up, I like passed out at someone's house. My brother came and got me and brought me home, and I was like still in a fucking stupor when I got home. He basically just like presented me to my parents. Oh, and here he is.
What a jerk, just like, brother.
I got you home.
Yeah, he's just like, best I can do. I think he thought I was going to like die. And I was like, yeah, here I am. And they were just like,
you had like
you're
alcohol,
fucked.
Like borderline alcohol poisoning drunk? Or
probably. It was like one of the first times I got really fucked up. Like you're just taking shots of like Southern Comfort.
And
I think.
Just being like, oh, I can do 15 of
these. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You do them so quick and then you don't even realize.
Cause you're like, oh, I'm having a great time. What is happening?
Yeah.
I one of the first times I drank, it was something like that. I just kept doing shots and it was like, I was having a great time until I was just like vomiting.
Dude, it's, yeah, you vomit. I don't really throw up like ever at all anymore. The last time, whatever. But like in high school, I threw up all the time because I would just drink so fast.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I got to catch up. Dude, there was one time in high school where it was like the senior year and I was still just like, I wanted to drink so bad. So we would just, and also the other thing is like, you still kind of had to hide it from your parents. So when you're trying to play catch up and you just drink like 4 beers in like 20 minutes, that's when you're going to throw up.
Right.
And one time I went to a party and I threw up within 20 minutes of the party, and I wake up and everybody's like, dude, it was the best party ever. Everybody just got naked and went in the pool, and I was passed out.
You were sleeping.
That's what you get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably for the best. You don't want everyone seeing your dick in high school.
I probably would have thrown up. I probably been like, oh, wait, what are we doing? I got to throw up.
Just blood of rosary. Yeah. I'm sorry, God, for even thinking about doing this.
Y'all wrong for this.
We were required to take showers with the team in high school. The basketball team
was
required to do it. And like you try to sneak out and not take one, and the coach would be like, get back in the
That's
shower.
Weird as fuck.
It was like, so bizarre.
Coach also naked. Yeah, get back in there.
I told you
soap up.
Was nice. This podcast we were talking about my college baseball showering stories?
Yeah, but we never released that.
Oh, that was funny.
What'd you guys do? Hump each other?
Well, no, I don't even know what I was saying. It's just shower time was the best.
We grew to love it. Yeah,
it was showers. The best.
We used to play like soccer with the soap and shit. Yeah, it was fucking wild.
Athletes get it. Dude.
It was so
fun.
We do like slip and slide. Yeah, because like if we're all gonna be in here naked looking at each other's dicks,
you embrace.
We might as well fucking live it up. Yeah, and it was the most fun.
So we had it.
A party.
We had it where it was like a three sides of a square, so everybody's facing each other, and it was just people would just go at each other all like
wrestling.
No, like. Two people did wrestle a lot.
That's hilarious, dude.
I think they're
now.
Married now. No.
They're actually both lovers of Christ.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we would just like fuck around with each other. Be like, make comments. Do shit like the soap.
I remember that was the first time I saw an uncircumcised dick and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we're like, fuck you, dude.
No offense.
There's somebody eating your dick.
Dude, it's crazy how people make uncircumcised dick jokes and like you have no idea who is and who isn't, you know? But it's like,
well, if you're friends with comedians, they'll tell you.
Yeah, usually people will, but it's like it's
uncircumcised is skin still there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I always get tripped up on it. I don't know.
Like, am I or am I not?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like when
mine's,
you first
just say mine's regular.
That's what I said. Mine's correct.
Mine's huge. I don't know what's up. What.
Yeah,
I don't know. Circumcised
I don't
know or
what's
uncircumcised.
Going on, I honestly can't see the bottom.
It's just so fucking big. I'll let other people figure that out. But
yeah, dude. Shower time was always the best. I forget what we were talking about, but
you guys would wag your penises at each other.
Yeah,
and that like when. You got separate showers one time in college, and you're like, oh, I guess I don't want to play baseball anymore.
Yeah.
That's even the point.
Shower time was the best, though. It was very fun.
Dude,
especially
because
we used to play in like February and just shower. It's all
hot.
Oh,
so hot. Yeah, it's the best, dude. Yeah. I miss that. Yeah, where do you get that nowadays? I guess like
we should make comic shower times. Like just rent out
a
gym.
It would be sick, dude.
And then just after a nice
great
show.
Great bonding experience.
That's what all these guys who get in trouble in like YMCAs and shit. They're like, I'm just trying to recreate my high school football experience.
Let me live my dream.
Dude, it is because once you do that, you become so much closer because you've got nothing to hide.
Anymore. Yeah,
like you're so close with that. With
that is
your
true. That's a great point because you
like,
feel like
you're not ashamed.
Yeah,
dude, one kid in high school, he shit in the shower one time at an away game.
Disgusting.
He shit in the shower because I think he was like pissed or something, and also
fuck
needed
this,
to
dude.
Shit.
I'm shitting right here. I don't give a fuck.
And then he got he got caught. Obviously,
did he get expelled? I feel like something
I
pretty
think
bad
he just got like a 2-week suspension. They were like, yeah, you can't shit in the shower.
Hey, just so you know for next time, I understand there was nothing on the wall explicit
I understand
about
you were
this.
Mad. Yeah. It's crazy that your coach made you, though. It's like,
it
go
was
get
weird.
Naked with your friends.
In hindsight, it was very weird because it was like a like what's in it for him? What did he
pop
care?
In and be like, just want to make sure you guys are showering?
I don't know if he did that at all, but it's definitely like, why blasted? Would you give a shit? No.
Anybody really. At your school fuck teachers?
No, I always
thought I was gonna.
I always wanted.
I always tried.
I didn't know that was an option.
All right, what else? Grandparents alive?
No,
all dead.
My last grandmother just died today, actually. Thanks for bringing it up.
He's like, oh right, I knew it was supposed to be in something.
No, over COVID, but I don't think she got COVID. She was like 92, 93. So she got to see the beginning of COVID and all the fucking chaos in the world, and then she died.
She's like, I'm good.
Last year,
I'm out.
Yeah, but yeah, that's it for grandparents.
Were you guys tight when you were growing up?
That's it for them.
Tight with my grandmother, yeah.
The one who just died?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was the one that we were all tight with, and
Chris,
she was cool.
Check out Todd V.
No, she
the game.
One of the last things I remember her saying was that she didn't love my stand-up because I would post like clips occasionally. She's like,
that makes sense. It's not.
She's like, I don't love it. She goes, you need to be more like Sebastian, because she loves Sebastian Maniscalco.
Every fucking grandparent and older
again,
person.
She's Italian. She's like, I love Sebastian. Just be more like that. I was like, if only.
Okay,
also,
you old bitch, and then he takes a fucking pillow.
You also have to love
how Sebastian now.
So she's not with us anymore.
She's, you know? That she sees what you're doing is like, just flip a switch and be like Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah, I'm like, you've known me my whole life.
You ever talk to your wife and she's like, I don't want to make the Z. Yeah, whatever.
That was like a dice clay. That was a good dice clay.
Close. Oh, I can do dice. Oh, yeah. Think of it as dice.
What else? I can't believe you have nothing interesting.
Honestly,
about your family.
I'm genuinely astonished by how boring your family is. Yeah. I really
it's almost interesting how not interesting it is. You
yeah.
know?
Did you ever have like a come to Jesus moment when you were growing up and people were like someone was like, oh yeah, my family is going to like Colonial Williamsburg for this.
That's where I went to school.
And you were like, oh, that's so cool. And you're like, wait a second, I think that's cool. What, like, how boring are my parents?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you go on vacations?
Yeah, we go to like Maine every summer.
Wow.
Jesus,
yeah.
Christ,
Jesus Christ, dude. Your family's the worst.
Then my dad got
tell your sister I'm out.
Then my dad got a job, and then we were able to go to other
other parts of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
We go to the Westfield College.
We stayed in
Hall
New England.
Fame.
No, Maine is nice. Maine is kind of classy. Some places like York, Maine is kind of classy.
It is.
Oh my God, stop talking about parts of Maine.
When you got four kids, it's just like, yeah, let's just take them fucking anywhere and
let them
shut up.
Somewhere. One of four.
Are you?
Yeah, we went someplace.
Where'd you guys go? Would like fly places?
A little bit. Not really.
Yeah.
I've never left the country.
Yeah,
four kids is a lot of people to take on an airplane. That's just expensive.
Yeah, especially when one of them doesn't like being up high.
Honestly, one of them freaks out when he goes to the airplane.
When you have kids, it's going to be, they're just going to like do whatever, wherever they are. So just take them to a fucking... wherever.
You have a big
guy's so
cousin?
Scared of heights. He's like taking a dog to the vet. You just like can't tell him where
he's
going.
Yeah.
He goes up, he's like, where are we? Where are we?
I know where we're at. I know that turn. We're supposed to go straight.
Oh no, I see planes.
A lot of cousins.
I want to say like 25 on that side, the side that my grandmother
just died
on.
We're very similar. I have family of four, 25.
Yeah.
So that's
it's probably right around that too.
How many are you close with?
Cousins? Yeah. Good amount. Yeah, I'm fairly close with all of them, I think, you know?
Yeah, same. I have cousins who are older than my dad.
Yeah, I think I do too.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, all mine are like in the same age vicinity as me, so it's...
Who's the
that makes
coolest
sense.
Cousin?
They were all in like South. In like when I lived in South Boston, there was like six of them that lived in South Boston.
Oh wait, you got some Ryan O'Toole's cousins?
No, they all just went there like me. We were the yuppies that moved into the neighborhood.
Gotcha.
That's where everyone goes. That's like our maybe like Hoboken or something
like
that. We're like all our. There's still some townies there that are like O'Toole that still try to like hold on to the Southie. But
you have any
in Southie?
I never have. But I've seen a bunch of people. I've seen a bunch of people, and I know a bunch of people that got like beat up by like little packs of like 15, 16-year-old Southie kids.
Yeah, the Irish.
Irish, yeah. But I never had any. I'm pretty good at like avoiding issues.
Yeah, you seem like a confrontational
guy. No, I'm really good at avoiding confrontation.
Any cousins like do anything cool? They're all just fucking boring too.
I think they all just do normal shit. They're all great, you know.
Are you the worst? Like going to family shit, people are like, "How's stand up going?" Like, oh my God, just shut up.
No, they're cool because they're like into it. They want to know. They want to talk about like podcasts.
Yeah,
and
but I hate that. Like they are into it and they ask me questions. I'm like, can we just not?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we just talk about it?
When you think about it, it's such a weird reaction because like if they ask you about any regular thing, you're like, oh, it's going pretty well.
No, I hate that too. But with stand up, it's like a little bit of a special thing, like because they're like, oh, you're different. You're not doing what the other people are doing. So let's talk about that.
But you can say cool, like you open for someone cool. Like you have had experiences that people would read as cool. You know?
Yeah, but like it's just I hate talking. I hate going to these family functions because I know it's just gonna be, whoa.
I hate it when people bring up jokes. Like I know I post jokes now, so I'm kind of asking for it, but they'll be like, oh, and they'll
I love
like
your
talk,
Uber Eats or yeah, your Uber driver.
Yeah, they'll
joke
talk about that
women?
And like. It's just when there's like adults around. I guess I'm an adult, but like real adults around.
When there's grown-ups around.
Yeah, there's grown-ups around.
People in their
40s. I'm like, I don't want to talk about this shit.
Yeah,
and like,
I hate that part.
But otherwise, if people want to talk like other comics, that's where it's like
a good
connection.
That's what I don't like so much.
I like talking about like other comics and like podcasts and shit
like
that.
I was talking to someone. He was like, who are your favorite comics? And I just didn't answer. I was like, who are your favorite comics? Yeah. Because
it's always the same questions when it's like people who don't do stand up that ask you questions. That's why it's fun to talk to comics because it's like you dive deep. But with them, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, stand up's been going great. And then they go, you know who I love? Sebastian. And you're like, oh, yeah, tell me more.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, he just is so good. He's not dirty, which I love. Yeah. I love. You should be more like him. And you're like, I do fucking jokes about raping women. like, yeah, but have you tried moving your hands? You're like, you know what, bitch?
Yeah,
take
it's like
the
if
pillow.
I could do that, I fucking would.
Every
know?
Now and then you get an interesting. Like, I had someone who asked, there's like, sometimes someone will ask like a question that, like we as people who are in it actually talk about. Like I was talking, someone was just like a lawyer and they're like, oh, does it mean more when like the crowd laughs or if you like hear a comic you respect laugh in the back? And I was like, that's a good fucking
that's
an
fine.
Inside
yeah.
baseball,
but most people don't do that.
Most people don't do
Dude,
that.
It would be like going up, like my brothers play basketball, if they went up to them and they're like, oh, how's basketball going? You know who I love? LeBron. You should be more like LeBron James.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good
like,
call.
What am I supposed to say to that?
Yeah, what can you say, man?
By the way, another thought about Chris's boring family, not to derail this, is just it just occurred to me now how funny it is that like universally among like people we know, we're like, yo, Chris Kinback is the coolest. That guy rocks. That guy's awesome. And then it's just like, my dad's in it. The fact that you come from such a boring family is like the pressure that molded you into
a diamond.
It's just because he's 34 in a 17-year-old's body.
A 17-year-old's body?
Yeah, like he's like, mindset. All he thinks about is getting pussy.
Yeah, it rocks.
Yeah, it's the best. It's the best. But it's just like, it's funny.
Yeah. Man, I saw some picture of you just like talking to a girl with a suitcase on McDougal. I was like, that's hilarious.
Oh, I took that. Do you remember
that? Yeah, of course. Yeah. That was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, that was fun, man. Glad you got that shot.
Do you delete all the girls' numbers or do you just keep?
No, I have a ton of them in there, but I don't know.
He just has
them
in there by number.
I don't know who.
No, he goes
like, oh, 57.
No, he goes
57.
Elise, Puerto Rican, 13.
Parentheses grooming. Meanwhile, like all this Twitter activity from Chris when Chris DeLea got in trouble. Like, I don't see why I was that bad. Waiting for them to turn 18. That's good.
I'm going through all the documents here, and I'm not seeing anything. Any malfeasance.
In the contact information, girls. It's like phone number, then picture of ID and birth certificate.
Yeah. It was funny. People always go to like younger when somebody's like into chicks, but it's like not necessarily younger, you know?
You don't have many options for older. It's literally like it's you and then like people who are grandma's age.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Another awesome story about you that isn't even like anything you did. It was just like a funny circumstance. I think I mentioned on the podcast before, but it was when you were going on stage last at a show and the comedian was doing like so much time. The host was doing so much time in between comics, then brings you up.
Oh yeah.
Lights Crystal like 4 minutes. He's like, I'm really sorry.
And got his name wrong.
No, got. Oh, did he get your name wrong?
I forget. I don't even know what this is.
And then, so he brings you up. He lights you early, lights you after like 4 minutes because the show is going long. And then he closes the set, like the show, by doing like an extra 10 minutes as the host.
Oh yeah. I do vaguely remember that. Yeah, good
that was very fun.
Yeah, he was like, one of my all-time favorites, Chris Kinder, everybody.
Like, dude, people always do that at the pair. They're like, how do you want to get brought up? I'm like, there's three people here.
Yeah. It could not matter less.
Well, you think these guys give a fuck what you're saying
honestly,
about me?
Honestly, don't say that I was anywhere, because then they'll just be like, how do you end up here?
Yeah. The worst, I've been getting brought up to this lately. All right, guys, hang in there. We only got two more comics left, and then they bring you up.
Some hosts do that so much.
Thanks for hanging in, guys.
Well, remember at the taping, they're like, all right, we got like three more guys left. They're not going to do the whole set. They're only doing 5 minutes each.
That was so,
but make sure you stick here for
that. That was so make-a-wishy. They did the filming. And then they brought, they're like, okay, we're done with the filming, and but we do have three other comics that want to try some stuff out. We're just like,
that was really
can
funny.
Can you just like blend it into the fucking show?
I've, you did really good when the guy was pulling the thing down.
Guy starts packing up his camera while I'm on stage. I'm like, you can't just pretend to, like, he's basically on the stage, so the whole crowd is seeing him pack, like, putting all this shit in his backpack. And I'm like, dude, you can't just pretend
to
leave it
up. No reason to pay attention anymore.
Like, you can't just give the illusion that maybe we're still filming here.
Yeah. Well, you're like, wait, where are you going? I was told you're going to film this. This is my Make-A-Wish. You murdered that.
Your Make-A-Wish is always a good go-to.
That is a good go-to. Well, that's also, it is what it is. It's check spots without being called check spots, or like late night without being called late night.
Right, right, right.
Because it's like, I mean, people do leave before we go up a lot of the time.
Yeah.
That's the, when a crowd is like reasonably big, but it's also like big groups. So it's like eight people just leave at once and you're like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, no, I've had some good times at the Pair, man. We'll never forget. We'll look back on these days fondly, you know.
When you're working in insurance with your dad.
Yeah, when we've all given up. We're like, yeah. Remember when we just thought we were going to be comics?
I'm just teaching. I've asked TJ to delete the entire podcast. It's going to be... TJ will be famous. Don't worry about
it. Why don't you guys have a video portion of this? You guys
sometimes
have,
we do.
You guys have, more faces for radio, I think.
Oh, don't say that. I got a beautiful face.
No, because it's good to get like the clips and shit.
Honestly, I don't want to be caught on camera next to you. I'm worried that might get wrapped into a lawsuit at some
point.
You
don't want that.
What up?
You don't want video.
No, I want video.
Oh.
We just haven't recorded it in 4 months.
Yeah, no, I just thought you did.
Oh, this is a popping podcast.
Well, we stopped because TJ got a job that was very unpredictable.
And now he's back.
And I've been busy with school and shit. But now we recorded one the other day.
You can do clips with just like put up the logo of whatever you have and do that.
I don't think those get as much engagement.
They don't. We should film, but I just don't have fucking room on my phone. I film a lot of shit.
If I delete it, I'll have some room.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
But I have a lower quality camera.
We'll figure it out. Chris.
Whatever.
Go ahead. You have another question?
No,
it's just going to take it out, right? Right now.
Where you go? Chris, do you have anything you want to plug?
Grizzly Pair. Every day of the week. Buy tickets from me and only me.
Yeah.
That's all I care about right now.
What
selling
about your
tickets,
podcast?
Baby. Oh, Master Daters podcast, baby. It's really taken off lately. I have
You've
no idea.
You've got some cool guests on there.
We do. I think we need to get more guests because we were doing it just me and Elle, and it's like fun, but we kind of like run out of shit to talk about. Guys probably know if you guys have done it together. I think it helped.
We did like one podcast that was just us, and we were like, we can't even. This
yeah, no, yeah. I thought that was fun.
It was fun, but it wasn't like...
It wasn't that good.
It was like meandering.
It was funny.
It's nice to have like a third person to like riff with.
Yeah, do some color commentary or something, or have some.
And like
when
we run out of shit, that's when we're just like, so family though.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. At least you have like a starting point.
The intro is very funny. TJ made it.
What is it?
It's just like,
I'll play it for you after.
It's a bunch of stuff from Fast and Furious over like the Family Matters theme song.
Family Matters.
Wow, TJ's a tech guy, huh?
TJ's a tech whiz, dude. He's editing pods
tech
all over the place.
Wait, who have you had on Master Daters?
Pearboy.
What?
What is his name? Andrew
Castrochana.
Yeah.
And then some guy that does The Cellar.
Jason Smith.
Salman? Jason Salmon. Yeah.
Nice.
He was pretty good. He was a really good fucking talker.
How'd you know?
Elle knows fucking everybody. So.
Gotcha.
She could get some real fucking guests on, I'm sure, if she wanted to pull some strings.
Word.
You know?
All right. Well, that's it.
Hey, this was a blast. Thanks for having me.
Thanks
and
for being.
Hopefully we edit out the pedophile stuff.